you, KK4NXC.
He wants to talk to you, Mike, N0TR.
Tom, long time no talk to you.
This is Tom. Oh, there it is, sitting there watching Grit TV and an old Western. This, what is that? It's not Laird, huh? The Virginian, by golly. The more modern stuff, you know, Mike. That's exactly what I mean. Tales of Wells Fargo, Paladin even. I don't particularly care for him, but sometimes there's nothing else on of a morning. We'll watch Paladin.
Sounds like it's worth watching. Some of that stuff, some of the new stuff they got's not worth watching.
It isn't. It's just not. Trash. But old Gunsmoke, even though I've seen every one in the last 20 years, we still watch them again.
It's still my favorite, old Dan Blocker.
Big fan of Bonanza. It's all right, and it's one of the greats, and it's one of the longest running also. Gunsmoke was the longest running. It was 20 years. But, some of the last ones that he made was he's getting a little too old for him, but yes, that happens to us all, Mike.
It's a natural progression of things. If you live long enough, you'll die old, but you been doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I've been staggering around like a drunk a little bit here the last couple of weeks. I had an inner ear problem. Yeah, I finally got some medicine for it, and I think it's about to go away, thankfully. I was just dizzy one day, but oh my, it was like you was on the tubs at an amusement park.
Yeah, about 15 years ago, I had vertigo for about a week, and man, that was nasty.
That's what it is. It could be worse, though, Mike. When you're landing on an aircraft carrier, sometimes the pilots experience vertigo. That's a bad time to get it.
I'm telling you, if I closed my eyes, the world was round and round. I had to keep my eyes focused on one specific spot, or I'd just get sick as a dog.
Well, we were going down. I was taking the grandsons down to shoot some tin cans and some targets. And I always take the lawnmower and put the little carrier on the back of it. And throw a blanket in there and then throw the targets and safety glasses and tin cans and stuff back there. And I got down there and I said, boy, something ain't right. And I said, Grandpa's sick or something. And we got back, and I just barely got unloaded. By the time I ran in the bedroom and jumped in the bed, I looked up at the dresser, and it was spinning just as though it was a top, like a gyroscope. Well, I shut my eyes, didn't go away, but you still had that icky feeling. You open your eyes. Well, about the third time I opened my eyes, I told Bernice, I said, grab the trash basket. And thank God it had plastic bags in it, put it that way.
And I had, what they found out during that time was that I had a piece of a bone chip floating around in my inner ear, and that's what was causing that vertigo, and they gave me some exercises to do to straighten that out, which it ultimately did, but good grief, that was miserable.
That's N0TR. Yeah, Mike, that's what she theorized happened to me, and she says as you get older, it's more common because it calcifies and a little piece will break off, and it's a bad feeling. I mean, you just feel like you're going to die, and I don't know what it was. With all this COVID-19 going around, I knew better. I knew it was vertigo, but wow. Terrible. That's what these pilots experience, that they'll take off in VFR, and then they'll run into IMC or instrument case, get caught up in the clouds or a fog bank, and they get vertigo, and if they don't trust their instruments and they don't know whether they're right side up or upside down, they ultimately crash.
I always wanted, when I was in, I took ROTC in high school, and it's a long story. I didn't end up in the Air Force, but I took the test, and they said I could go into anything I wanted to. I scored real high in electronics. My thing is I wanted to be a fighter pilot, and some events happened, and I decided not to go in. I've always regretted that, but, you know, I'm sure that's what the Lord had for me, so I'm okay with it now.
Okay, pushing up daisies from the root side. My uncle, way back in the late 50s, early 60s, he was flying out of Cherry Point, North Carolina here in an A-1 Sky Raider, and he requested a go-around, and they don't know why to this day, and he come back, and he was experienced. He was a captain. And he started to land, and he goosed it a little too much. And that airplane had a 3350 radio in it, and it would actually do a torque roll where the aircraft itself would spin around the engine if you gunned it too hard. And he was right above the runway, and he gave it a little too much throttle and caught a wingtip and went end over end. And he's not with us any longer. Dwight Douglas was his name. And a real nice fella. I remember meeting him when I was a little kid. And, mute that, huh? And, it's, kind of interesting. My nephew, Steve, he started out flying 150s back in Wichita. And he told his parents he wanted to be an airline pilot, and they backed him. So he got his twin engine, and then he got his commercial, and then he got his, I forget what they call them for the commercial carriers, you know. And he went from the smaller aircraft, like the DC-9s and the 727s, and finally he wound up flying the 787s. In the he's typed in the 767, 787. But he went in the Air National Guard up in St. Joseph, Missouri, and they learned him how to fly in the C-130s after he got out of University of Kansas. He had a degree in meteorology, so, boy, that really fit in good.
Deal. Since
1991.
Great. Well, listen, I'm destinating, and it was real good talk to you, Tom. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I hope that you have a fantastic day, and enjoy yourself as you're watching those oldie goldies, and you take care, 7-3s to you, and hopefully we'll catch you later down the road. KK4NXE, I'll be clear on your final.
Pleasure's all mine, and Marie said hi over here. She's sitting here getting a massage in this here vibrating chair that I will not get in and partake. It's too rough on this old man. You have a good day, and say hello to everybody in 73, and you be safe out there. KK4NXE in 0TR is now clear.